Good evening again, everyone. I have the great pleasure to tell you the most wonderful thing that could ever have happened in the last year. Namely, that the narrative has come to an end. And the whole vaccination narrative no longer exists. Now, you may ask me, how can you come up and say this? Why do we have a 10-hour symposium on something that has ended? So let me tell you something. What have you been told to believe? You have been told to believe that this killer virus, SARS-CoV-2, is new to your immune system, and therefore, being a dread killer virus, once it gets into your body, the immune system will not have enough time to respond and save your lives by making antibodies, by mobilizing killer lymphocytes, all right? That's why the whole world is to be vaccinated, including children, pregnant women, people who are not at risk of dying at all, have to be vaccinated. That is the narrative. Now, if this narrative were true, could it be tested? Question. And the answer is yes. Was it tested? Answer, not until about 3 months ago. So I'm telling you that the test has been performed and the narrative has fallen through the test. It has failed the test. Why do I say this? Look, this is your immune system. Your immune system, if it sees a new virus, it takes some time to make the antibodies against these viruses. So the antibodies will be made, and the antibodies will be detectable in your blood. Now, if it is the first encounter, what happens is that the immune system needs a bit of time to make these antibodies, 3 to 4 weeks. So long time at first encounter, and the antibodies are called immunoglobulins. Immunoglobulins, and they have a name M, called IgM, all right? Now this is sort of first year immunology, first hour of immunology for all medical students. So actually all our medics should know this. If the immune system has seen this virus once, then it has a memory. And if the virus comes by again, the immune system will make antibodies again, but they will be recall antibodies and they will be fast. And they are called IgG and IgA. So here is the time table. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. The virus comes in, the new virus, you take 3 to 4 weeks, and out comes IgM into your blood. Virus comes back again next year. Recall antibodies are made very fast. Within 1 week, you have IgG and IgA in your blood, right? Very simple. And that's why, by the way, because this coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, is supposedly new, after you get the first vaccination, you wait 3 to 4 to 5 weeks and then get your second vaccination because you want to give the immune system time to learn how to make the right antibodies, right? Now, once the antibodies have been made, they can fulfill different functions, but there are two basic functions that antibodies fulfill: one against the viruses and two against bacteria. And the functions are very different, all right? Because antibodies directed against viruses, this is the coronavirus, by the way. These are the antibodies, these Y-shaped structures. Antibodies can perhaps bind to the spike proteins, and the spike proteins are required for the virus to bind to the cell. If the antibodies succeed in binding to the spike antibodies, then the virus will not be able to enter the cell. That is supposedly the mechanism of protection that you are going to enjoy if you get vaccinated and you have antibodies against the coronavirus. However, one has to realize that with a respiratory virus, these viruses are coming in through the airway, and these antibodies are actually sitting in the blood, so they are on the wrong side of the wall in the first place. However, let us say there are some antibodies, you know, lining the surface of the cells of your lungs. There may be, but they will not be very efficient because there will not be very many of them. Most of them are going to be in the blood. So viruses will escape being captured by the antibodies. This is inevitable. They will enter the lung airway epithelium cell. The cell will start to make the virus. And as Michael Palmer showed you, once a cell starts to make a virus protein, bits and pieces of the virus protein are going to appear on the surface of the cell, presented to the immune system. And the immune system has killer lymphocytes ready, waiting in the lymph nodes, in the lymphoid organs that will be mobilized and go out, meet this infected, recognize the infected lung cell, and kill it. So killer lymphocytes are actually there to kill our own cells if these cells dare to make viruses. Very simple. Now, if an antibody is directed against the bacterium, then this antibody will bind to the bacterium. And now something happens that no one has ever talked about. Because if an antibody is bound to the bacterium doesn't really care. Bacteria are much bigger than viruses, and these antibodies are just tiny. They can't do anything to the bacterium. So what they do is they call to another arm of the immune system, which is called complement. Now, complement complements the action of antibodies. That's why it's called complement. What does complement do? Complement is the second cascade system in your blood. The first is the clotting system. So when the blood clots, when that system is turned on, your blood clots. If the complement system is turned on, what it does, it gets out a machine gun and fires holes at this bacterium. It destroys it. In fact, this is the cause of, you know, if you have the wrong blood transfused to you, your group A, and you get blood group B, you will have antibodies against red blood cells that carry group B, and the complement system will destroy these cells. That's why blood transfusions have to be matched. Otherwise, you will die, because the complement system is going to riddle those foreign cells with their bullets. So how does this, you know, come into the corona story? Well, recall, if you give the immune system a challenge, and this time, let us say, it's not the virus, it's a vaccine, because the vaccine also goes into the cell, and the vaccine causes the immune system to respond. The only thing one has to do is give the vaccine, give the shot, and then see how many days does it take for which antibody to come. Wonderfully enough, about 8 weeks ago, a string of papers by different groups, independent groups of researchers in America appeared, and they had done precisely that. They had taken vaccinees who had gotten the jab, and then they drew blood from these people every day, just a little bit of blood, to see, do I see IgM coming? So they drew. But already on day 5 to 7, most of these vaccinees suddenly had a rise in antibodies, but they were all IgG. Classic recall antibodies. So this was the scientific proof that the virus was not new to the immune system. How could this be? How could the experts all over the world, the scientists, say this is a completely new virus, while the immune system says, guys, don't let these guys lie to you. They are lying. We, the immune system, your immune system is telling you, we know this virus. Now, how can this be? You see, let us say this is the spike protein that is supposed to grasp the handle of the door and open it. Now, in this case, these antibodies are not going to be wise. Let's say this is the jaw of a crocodile. This is the spike coming to close in on the door handle. The antibodies can enter the mouth of the door of the crocodile and prevent the jaw from clamping. Now, obviously, this is not a perfect fit, like a door key and, all right, fitting into the keyhole. So there may be small changes in the fingers here, but the overall shape of this spike is similar from coronavirus to coronavirus. So similar that the immune system can still fit the antibody into the jaw. That's a simple mechanism of cross immunity. All right. And this causes cross protection, obviously. Now, you may ask me, why then could the experts, the WHO, the CDC say this is a brand new virus that is causing a pandemic? Because they were basing all these statements on what is known about the real flu virus, influenza, flu. Now, the flu virus is different from the coronavirus because flu viruses can change their whole hands, the whole shape. If you're unlucky, the virus will go into your body with this spike, sort of, and come out with something that looks like this, so that these antibodies will not fit. This is this big change in antigen of the spike that happens with flu and which has caused the flu pandemics in the past, but can never happen with coronaviruses because coronaviruses cannot change their whole hands. They can only change bits and pieces, sort of fingers. And they do this all the time and it does not matter. It doesn't matter. This means that whatever variant is going to come, just forget it. Your immune system will recognize the next variant as well. It can't fail to do so. All right. That is why we now know that we all have recall memories, recall antibodies. And the second piece of really wonderful news is, okay, does this really work in real life? And here I have to tell you that there has been a beautiful, excellent, and most important paper, article, published by a Danish group who showed that what they did was they asked themselves, if someone gets infected with the real coronavirus now, okay, do they make recall antibodies? And so they had 203 patients who were grouped into three groups. One had rather severe disease, one had light or moderate disease, and one group of 60 to 70 individuals, they weren't even patients because they didn't even go to the hospital, all right? They just stayed at home. They were healthy. They had hardly any symptoms at all or had no symptoms. To all three groups and asked which antibodies were made after the infection. And lo and behold, 202 of these 203 individuals made IgG and IgA antibodies very quickly after the infection. So the recall mechanism works in real life. And this means a lot because, you know, the coronaviruses enter your nose and throat, and they always stay there for days where they multiply in the epithelial cells, the cells of your nose and throat. There's no other way they can ever get to the lung. They have to multiply. And when large numbers of the viruses are in the nose and throat, they may once in a while get to the lung. And that's why you can get really ill. All right. But what the Danish study has showed us, and this is so beautiful, is that the moment the virus gets into your nose and throat, even if you have no symptoms, you are going to make antibodies, recall antibodies. And also, most wonderfully, the Danish showed that these antibodies were protective. They could protect in experiments, in cell culture, they could prevent the virus from entering a cell. They were exactly the antibodies that Pfizer and Moderna are telling you you have to make so that you are protected against the virus when it reaches the lung. This is the end of the narrative. Everyone is going to make these antibodies, and everyone will have not only the antibodies, but the Danish showed furthermore, the killer lymphocytes were also mobilized out of the treasure trove of the immune system. Because, you know, your immune system is not so stupid. If the immune system does not, if the antibodies are not needed, if the killer lymphocytes are not needed, they just are put in the treasure trove and you don't see them. They're only called to arms when the adversary is really there. So don't go around trying to measure your antibodies. Most of you won't have them. You will only have them if you get infected. But if you get infected, you will have them. This is the great news, isn't it? Same with the killer lymphocytes. The immune system doesn't splurge, doesn't fill it. It's like having money on the bank. The bank puts it in a safe, all right? And the immune system doesn't go around with its bags full of killer lymphocytes and antibodies that it doesn't need. All right. So that is actually something that I really wanted to tell you today. I don't know whether we have time to go on to the dark side of the matter. Michael, how are we looking for time?
We are okay.
If we are okay, listen. This is a vessel. These are the cells of the vessel wall. They have been bombarded with the mRNA. They have taken it up. And what happens then is that the spike protein is made and protrudes into the blood. If killer lymphocytes patrol by, they will attack these cells. This is what we said 6 months ago. And we said we were horribly worried because this would cause the wall of the tapestry to be scraped, and this would probably lead to formation of blood clots here, because whenever your vessel wall is damaged, clots form. Now, where they form and how much is formed will vary from individual to individual. If you are in luck, you'll just be in some small vessels in the skin, but if this goes on, you know, in a deep vessel of the vein, leg vein, you can have a pulmonary embolism. If it happens in the brain, you can have this terrible sinus thrombosis. With all the horrible symptoms that we are seeing every day, people who are getting these shots. Now, the terrible thing is this. If you have the first shot, these spike proteins are going to protrude out into the bloodstream and they will meet the killer lymphocytes. But in the first 5 to 7 days, there will still not be any antibodies. However, after that, when the antibodies come, these antibodies are going to bind to these spikes and complement is going to be activated. And complement is going to riddle this vessel wall with its bullets. It is known, by the way, and this has also been published, that if The vaccination is repeated. This is the second shot. The IgG immediately rises further. All right. And I think you will remember that Michael showed you that this mRNA circulates for many days. So what happens then after the second? I'm trying to give you a piece of advice, everyone. If you've had a first shot and got away with it, thank God, thank the Lord, but don't take the second shot. Because when you take the second shot, you are going to be asking for big trouble. Why? Because now out come the spikes. Now the antibodies are there, as we know. Then the complement system has no other way. It has no choice. It has no brain. It's going to riddle this vessel with holes. And this vessel is going to leak, all right? Now, this is a leak. And if the mRNA is still in the blood circulation here, and it is, then it's going to leak out. Maybe this is the liver. So a liver cell will take this up, all right? Very bad thought. Or the pancreas, or the heart, or the brain. These are terrible, terrible thoughts. Because when these cells start to make the spikes, the killer lymphocytes, these are the only cells, by the way, that regularly leave the bloodstream. They have special doors here. Go out, and they're patrolling your organs all the time. And if a liver cell dares to make the spike protein, you can bet your life that it's going to be attacked and killed. If a cell in your brain does it, you can bet your life that it's not going to be a nice thing happening to you. And if this happens in the placenta, in the ovary, or whatever, no. You know, this is the most horrible vision that anyone who has read, taught, and researched immunology could ever think of. It's a nightmare. It is a nightmare. It cannot be allowed to happen. By the way, I hear that many people tell me that after the second shot is the one, that, and the third shot will be even worse. So, if this symposium helps you to come to a decision, it would have been worth the effort. Because what you cannot do this to your children. You cannot do this to your loved ones, beloved ones. You may be killing them. Because this is the essence of autoimmune disease. All right? Clots will form. The vessels will leak in all organs. My God. In the lymph nodes, by the way, if you are told, oh, my lymph node, that arm is swollen, even 3 weeks, 6 weeks after the vaccination. Listen, in the lymph nodes, you will have the killer lymphocytes and other cells, X. If a cell X makes these spike proteins, this lymphocyte is going to attack its brother or sister. This is fraternal war, all right? If a killer lymphocyte itself dares to make the spike, another killer lymphocyte is going to attack it. And if you take the second shot, then the antibodies will also be there because the antibodies are also in the lymph nodes. They are made in the lymph nodes. And what people don't know is complement is not only in the blood. Complement is in the lymph nodes. So there's going to be a huge battle in these poor lymph nodes. You know, when I think of all of this, I just get so goddamn worried. Yeah. I'm worried. I'm worried that yeah. Now, my last plea to everyone. If there's a grain of truth in what I've been saying, and, you know, up till now, we haven't made any big mistakes in what we've been saying, then it is past midnight that people have to get together, sit down, and talk about things. The pro-vax and the anti-vax, come together, and let's talk about this like sensible people.
Good. Thank you. Sucharit, I think we need to wrap it up. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sucharit. It was a very, very brilliant talk. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and goodbye.